Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good stuff on the way for you. In a little bit, Melissa and I are going to get into how many of us think about a vacation while we're on a vacation. And five things in your house you can sell for parts. We will get into these all this stuff coming up for you. But we kick the hour off with entertainment news. And remember when everybody was jumping on and piling on The Rock and Oprah Winfrey for trying to get people to donate to the Maui Wildlife Relief? Even though they pledged to start things off with $10 million donation, people thought it wasn't enough, given the massive wealth. They also thought it was tone deaf for rich people to ask for money from the 99 percenters. Well, if it helps, it sounds like Oprah and Dwayne really put their money where their mouths are. A nonprofit that helps manage the distribution of those funds says they ended up raising $60
million. Whoa.
And while 200,000 individuals and companies donated, the bulk of the money came from Oprah and The Rock. They didn't say exactly how much, and this story is coming to us from the AP, as the Associated Press, so certainly a noteworthy, trusted news source. It's interesting. It's noteworthy, but it also, I think it could be two sides to this. Like, it can feel very, very tone deaf for anybody in these positions to ask for any kind of thing. That's kind of understandable, and I could see the pushback to a degree, the first instinct of that.
Okay.
There is also, and I know this isn't going to be popular, there's also us judging others and what they do with their money.
Yeah.
Like, I would love for the top 1%, for the Bezoses and these people to you know what? I'm going to take a percentage of my wealth, and I'm just going to solve hunger in Africa. Like, something like that. That'd be great. And I think the majority of us out there would agree that you know, we would do that, or we would like to see, we would like to think we would do that, or we'd like to see them do that. Exactly. Yes. But, Melissa, you're hitting it on the head. I'm sorry to run over your sentence there, but
that's okay.
That's the thing of this. Is it? I've never right now in my life, I have a decent paycheck. I've had maybe three or four times in my life like that. I've never been anywhere close to rich. I'd like to think that I would handle myself just the same way. I am my core, at my soul, and all those things. But I don't know. I mean, I could get Bezos money and become the world's biggest jerk. Like, I don't think I would be that person. Well, but I know that I don't know. And
that's the thing. We're not anywhere near the life situations or experiences that these billionaires and some of the millionaires are. We've not experienced any of that. So it's really hard for us to say what we would do with our money or judge them for how they choose to spend their money. The only thing that I feel is justified in my judging of their money and how they do or do not, what they do or do not do with it, is they should pay their fair share of taxes.
Yeah, that shouldn't even be a discussion. That should just be a given. There's no reason in the world for them not to. You can go ahead and throw at me, but this, but that. No. Everybody should be paying taxes. Everybody, and that includes corporations.
There are a lot of things that could be solved in the United States if everybody was paying what they should be paying for their taxes.
If businesses,
instead of paying to find loopholes to avoid it.
If businesses are going to be considered people, shouldn't they be paying taxes just like people do? Like, I mean, what? Look, I'll even take it a step further and really aggravate everybody. I don't understand why churches don't pay taxes. Oh, boom.
I don't either.
Boom. Just did that one. James.mailoff at civicmedia.us. The comments from James are just James's. But in all honesty, though, everybody should be wanting to. Churches, these top 1%ers, everybody should be wanting to pay taxes, because taxes are what make this world, at least our country, move. Like, think about if we took away taxes. where do you think our country would be? What kind of infrastructure do you think we would have?
We'd have roads? You think we'd have power lines? I mean, like, there are so many things that are social safety nets that we need in society that are paid for by taxes. Education.
And it's so easy to tell other people what to do with their money. And I don't think anybody would want somebody else telling them what to do with their money. So you got to look at it this both ways. I do think it is tone deaf for somebody who is in the top 1% to ask others to donate or something like that. But they are also putting their money into this.
I think it would be very tone deaf if they weren't donating anything. But they're, if they're coming at it with a, you know, Maui needs help. They obviously did. That was a horrible tragedy that happened there. And they're saying, we're donating this amount of money. If you can help, help. It's not a requirement. But if you can, great.
No, I mean, the other part of this, too, that I think we really got to get around and get better at with social media is, remember when you used to have thoughts in your head and you didn't share them? Does anybody remember that? Anybody? This used to be this thing we used to do where we thought things in our head and we didn't immediately type it out with our thumbs and hit send.
You mean you put a filter on?
Yeah, yeah. It's just
the thoughts in your brain?
Write that down. Filter.
And tact.
Tact, yes. Think before you hit send. That's an interesting story. This one is even more interesting, I think, though. Finance Buzz wants to pay a, quote, Wookiee rookie, $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies in the Skywalker saga.
Whoa.
They want someone, though, who, there's a catch. They want someone, though, who has never seen a Star Wars movie or TV show before.
Okay.
The chosen
those people exist.
Yes. The chosen one will give an outsider's perspective and will rate and evaluate the movies in their order as they are released. So
in
starting
the
with
the order they're released.
Yes. Yeah, uh-huh. So starting up with episode 4. Since it's 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching, ooh, Finance Buzz will add $100 for snacks and streaming fees. You must be 18 to apply, and applications are being accepted until May 4th. Uh-huh, May the 4th. Now, the streaming service thing, I believe everything's owned by Disney, so everything's on Disney Plus as far as all those movies.
Right, so you only have to get one subscription.
And I think the headline catches people right away. Like, there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there. Pay me $1,000 to rewatch movies I've already watched 1,000 times? Sure. Like, yeah, give me the money.
Except you don't qualify.
Oh, don't! Oh, the catch. Oh, it gets you. I would think that would be fun. Like, even like, especially if you're not a Star Wars fan. The thing about this to me, I noticed this with like, especially during the Super Bowl. Usually the Super Bowl, you get all kinds of fans, not just diehard crazy fans like me, but people that could care less about the football. And they are my favorite people to watch the games with. Yeah, it gets a little old. Hey, what does that do? What is it? Why is he doing that? You know, the questions and stuff. It can get a little old quick, but that's fine. What I enjoy is they're not caring. The idea of just being able to take this in with none of the added like emotions involved. Like, I care about a lot of these characters. So if one of them gets hurt or dies or something, I'm all in my feelings about it. Like, oh, how could they do that to Han Solo? I'm still angry about that. Whereas for somebody who doesn't care, you're just sitting back and just watching, just eating your popcorn. You know, I mean, there's no drama. There's no investment. It seems like, and you get $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is 25 plus hours of your life. You'll never get back,
true.
But
that's true. That's true. You got to weigh that out. Is 24
is
hours
it worth that?
Is $1,000 worth your day? Worth a day in your life? That's a tough question. Like, no. Right away, I'm saying no to that. But I guess, you know, especially if you got nothing else to do.
Well, and then the other question is, are they watching them in the right order?
Well, yeah.
Because there's some debate about what order to watch. If you've never watched the Star Wars movies, should you watch them in the order of release, which started in 1977? Mm-hmm. Or do you watch them in the order that they actually take place chronologically?
Right, right. Now, I have obviously, growing up with these movies, I've done both. I did go back and watch them in chronological order. Not the most recent 3, but the 6 others. And it was kind of fun. It was kind of cool to do it and everything. There's a lot of holes in that story, but it was kind of fun nonetheless to do if you just kind of take that out of the equation. I think it'd be really I think it'd be really cool if you have never seen any of these to be able to start and watch them in the timeline the way that they happen. That seems like it'd be a really fun way to do it. But mm-hmm. I could see, like, if you're just sitting back and you're just watching these movies, not so much just for the content, but just as a movie lover, a movie watcher, it would be really cool to watch those first movies in the 70s, and then you see the advancement and all how far we came and everything with technology, and the other three, and then the other three.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is that, too.
It is a lot of time of your life. It is a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. And I mean, I try to spread that out over some weeks.
I'm sitting here realizing that not only these 9 movies, but the multiple TV shows and specials and all those things of how much of my life I have given to the Star Wars universe. And I did not get paid $1,000.
No. In fact, you probably paid for some of that.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Disney got my money.
Mm-hmm.
And so are a lot of our local theaters. They are definitely going to get my money and get and rightfully so.
which is a very great investment in our community.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some local theater real quick. Want to get to a couple of the kids shows coming up, and one of them going on this week. My Ooh. Fair Lady from Lincoln High School's theater and music departments. They're presenting My Fair Lady. It is going to be premiering this Thursday at 6:30. They'll have a show on Friday at 7:30. Saturday also a 7:30 show. And then on Sunday, it'll wrap up with a 2 o'clock matinee. All these shows will take place at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
If you're curious about the show, you'd like to get a little bit of a tease, a little bit of a preview, encourage you to go to civicmedia.us, look for Midday Magazine, and look for our interview with the kids. It's a fun interview, Melissa. It was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
They are great.
I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I do hope to get to the pack to watch the show, because My Fair Lady is my absolute favorite musical.
One of the things that I enjoyed about this coming up is learning that about you. That's a great choice. That's a great choice. It holds up. It's still a great one. You can check out these performances and get your tickets for them at ShowTix4U. That is ShowTix4U. Or you can get them right there at the front desk, or right as you come into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
The pack office. Go ahead and check that out. And keep in mind that this is not only supporting local theater, but enjoying a great show. And helping the kids build their confidence and all. More Absolutely. On that in a moment, because I want to get into this as well. Our good friends over at WRCT have their fantastic bunch of great shows coming up for this summer for kids.
and auditions very soon.
Yeah, Gretchen Powers, a new chair over there at WRCT, joined Seth and I in Director's Cut a little while ago. I encourage you to also check that out as long as you're going to civicmedia.us. Why not check out the episode of Director's Cut? We really got into the upcoming season here, a summer season of kids shows. And it kicks off with Disney's Newsies Junior, directed by our good friend Gretchen Powers.
Nice.
As Melissa was touching on there, audition dates are April 29th and the 30th from 5 to 8, with the performances being in July. The auditions will take place over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, right there. You can go and check it out. And this is one of those things where everybody gets to play. You know, you bring the kid down, you're probably going to get a part. And get them an opportunity to be a part of this show.
They try to include everybody, and it's Newsies is a huge cast.
Yes, yeah, it's such a fun time. I will say that one of our better directors, one of our better creative minds, is Gretchen, and so good with kids. Gretchen literally grew up in this business, in this industry, or with this company, and
with this theater.
Yeah, yeah, it means the world to her, and she's gonna treat your kids like that, like her own. And her,
you become a family at the theater real quick.
Yeah. We should warn people, if you do something with WRCT, get used to going to WRCT, because you are going to become family.
And because you will enjoy it.
Yes, yes. Not only do they have Disney's Newsies Juniors coming up again, auditions April 29th and 30th, 5 to 8 over at the WRCT Theater. But Hopo Productions has It's a Madhouse, directed by our great friend Stephanie. That'll be coming up. Auditions will be in July for that. More on that when we get closer to it. And then there's going to be Midsummer-ish. a play totally not borrowed from Shakespeare at all, ever. Not at all, no. This will also be directed by Gretchen, and that'll be coming up a little bit later in the summer. We'll give you more information on that when we get closer to it. But whether it is a local high school show or a Hopo production, cannot encourage you enough to get your kids involved in local theater.
Yeah.
the people that you hear on these airwaves nowadays are pretty much all theater heads. I made a note of that when I got the opportunity to bring people in. There's a lot of great radio personalities in this state, a lot of them. I felt that what we were doing as a station and what the direction we were going and the direction radio was going, to me, I wanted actors. I wanted people that could improv, people that could think on their feet, people that could have some charm and some personality while also being versatile. Got my money's worth. Got my money's worth. Between Seth and Melissa and the other personalities we brought on, Laura recently being brought on, so much of that, like this is just an example of the kind of fields that kids can go into when they have more, have the confidence and have this experience of speaking and being in front of others. Maybe they do go on to be the next great actor or actress or something like that, or maybe they go on to work in management and have to speak
or become a CEO of a company.
Yeah, whatever they end up doing, there's no kid who isn't going to be made better for having some experience speaking in front of people and having some fun,
build their self-confidence, create a network of friends and people that you may not keep touch with on a regular basis, but when you see each other, you're like,
it's such a good way to put it. Oh, is that such a good way to put it? Yeah, it's perfect. I'm not in this chair because of my looks, especially in radio. It's because of doing plays in sixth grade. It's because of doing the local talent show. It's because of taking speech classes and debate classes and these things. All this stuff matters. The arts matter. And, getting your kids involved in these things early on is never a bad idea. And while you're at it, why not look into it yourself? Because there's a lot of great shows going on for WRCT as well.
If you don't want to be on the stage, they always need backstage help or front of the house help. You can usher. You can work hospitality. You can build sets. You can help with costumes. There's just a lot of opportunity to get involved.
Directors are needed. They're seeking directors for the 24-25 season, which is going to be a banger. Man, they got a great season lined up next year. If you would like to direct people like Melissa and I or anything like that, if you're thinking about it, reach out to them about that. And be sure to get your tickets for Rumors.
That's coming up soon.
May 3rd is the premiere of Rumors, the great Neil Simon play. You're going to see some of your favorite personalities from town here on that WRCT stage as a part of their main stage finale.
That's right.
Our good friend Phil Hartley, who's going to join us tomorrow with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing on that stage, along with many others. Be sure to check that out, get your tickets, and find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
I will keep reminding people of this until it changes. Wisconsin finished dead last in the union when it comes to the arts. That can happen. Where is your pride, Wisconsinites? Where's your pride in your state? Show it. Make sure the politicians know that people that are in these positions to do something about it know we care about the arts.
Yeah, and our kids care about the arts. I mean, Toma Show Choir just won Grand Nationals in the entire country.
That's awesome. Shout out to them. Congratulations to them for that. How cool is that? Yeah. That is really cool. Congratulations.
And where have you heard about it? Nowhere.
Nowhere. We need to cover these things better. That includes myself. And it certainly means that we need to celebrate these things more, cheer these things on more. Yeah. If one of your local high school teams won a sports championship, you wouldn't stop talking about it. We need to treat the arts the same way.
Yeah.
In fact, we're doing all this talking about encouraging people to take in the arts and everything, Melissa. I think we need to put our money where our mouth is.
Oh, hey.
Let's give away some tickets.
All right, let's do it.
Let's give away some tickets. My Fair Lady, the Lincoln High School and Music Theater Department presentation is coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got open tickets for any of these shows. I've got tickets for Friday here. I've got tickets for Saturday. If you want to go, let us know. I've got two for Friday, two for Saturday. I think I've got some for, let me double check here. I got some for Sunday as well. Yeah.
Hey, whatever day works best for you.
Whatever day works best. Let us know. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call up and let us know one of your favorite characters from My Fair Lady. Yeah. It could even be one of the actors that played in the movie and everything. You know, anything like that. Any of the above, or one of the songs from it or something like that.
Sure.
Any of the above. Let us know. 715-424-2600. Let us know, and we'll get you these tickets to see My Fair Lady this week. Melissa, as we're wrapping up, real quick, do you have a dream role in My Fair Lady?
Oh, Eliza, of course.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. You would
kind of aged out of the at this point in time, though, I'm pretty sure. But, you know.
As soon as you said yesterday that you liked My Fair Lady, I immediately saw you as Eliza. And you would knock it out the park. You'd be great.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air.
We'll be back with more Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa and I are going to get into a couple of fun topics before we wrap up the show. Five things in your house you can sell for parts. That is coming up a little bit later.
Sorry, Kevin, not you.
No, never Kevin, never Kevin. Or Sammy over at my parents' house. But we do have to get into a couple of other things. And this one is an interesting one, Melissa. The end of an era, they're saying.
Oh.
There are two schools of thought when it comes to reclining seats on airplanes. You either think they're one of the few options for comfort availability, or you think that they are way more trouble than a few inches of recline are worth.
Yeah.
An article has airplane experts saying that reclining seats on airplanes is in the process of being phased out for good, for economy class at least.
Yeah.
There are multiple reasons, but the main ones are seats that don't recline are lighter, which keeps fuel costs down, and they don't need mechanical parts, which means less maintenance. Reclining seats also spark a lot of issues with passengers and flight attendants, including spilled drinks and damaged electronics, so some say this could be a blessing in disguise. The movement has already started. Budget airlines have plans with upright pre-reclining seats, and newer planes have reduced the average recline from old standard of 4 inches to just 2. Even if this does end up happening, there are no immediate plans to nix reclining seats on all existing planes.
Anything to, you know, make it cheaper for the airline, and comfort doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did anybody bring up safety? with so many of these things that we do, whether it is in so much of business nowadays, the overmanaging or so many people trying to prove their paycheck or some of these things, it's so like misguided. Like if just make them safer. Like, focus on making planes safer. Focus on making the industry more less of a monopoly. Focus on these things. Then we can get to the reclining thing. Then we can get to some of this stuff. What they said about the lack of need of maintenance and keeping fuel costs down. Like, certainly that's important. And that's why some of this should be in consideration. But that's not where this ball got rolling. That's not why it got started. That's just an added bonus to these things. This started with, hey, how can we cut costs? Because that's what most of these airlines are focusing on, is that where we should. Oh, the number one thing should be safety. And if you're saying, well, they're already doing that, then why are we having the issues that we're having?
Yes. Why are doors flying off?
Why are doors flying off?
Falling off mid-flight? These shouldn't be happening.
Look, to err is human. Accidents happen. I get all that. Yeah. There are certain things in life. This should not happen.
There should be multiple checks.
There are a billion checks and then a couple more checks just in case. Like, there's the need for speed, the need to get things, going or convenience or any of this stuff. Nothing should ever come before safety.
Mm-hmm. And flying is a privilege, yes. If you look at pictures of the first, not the first, but early on passenger flights, and you see like the amount of space that they had, the amount of space the stewardess had to deliver drinks and food. And I mean, they were smoking on planes. The difference between then and now, can you imagine what they would think?
It's incredible. The idea of smoking on planes is one of the most like far out there thoughts. Even when like everybody was smoking, like whatever mm-hmm. days those were and everything, even then I would think, well, smoking on a plane seems like a pretty dumb idea. Like, yeah. Like, you know, it's like smoking on a train or any kind of thing like that. Like, but I don't know how we ever had a moment in society where it was kind of like, you know what, babies can breathe that in. That's all right. Yeah, that should be
fine. Doctors used to smoke in their doctor's offices during exams.
Man, if there was ever a sign of like, hey, people can be bought, I would think that those old commercials of 6 out of 7 dentists recommend, you know, Charlie's nicotine sticks. Go ahead and get yourself some Charlie's. You would think that would have been a good sign of like, wait a minute, but I don't know. I do think that this is going to be interesting to see. And I do hope that we, you know, whether it's the reclining, you know, seats or whatever, that we do, you know, get the airline industry in check. We get a lot of it.
Are any of these cost savings that they're putting into place going to be passed on to the passengers?
Somehow
I doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't see costs coming down
no.
for flights.
No. Anytime Probably soon. Not. Probably not.
Or if ever.
And people are speaking on this, not so much voicing it, but doing it by going by train, going by bus. People are traveling a lot of other ways if they can.
I'm just going to walk.
Yeah, just walking it. Just walking it.
Just going to walk.
I'm going to get a walk in during our news break here. We'll go ahead and come back and we'll talk about how many of us think about being on vacation or our next vacation while we're on vacation. And some other good topics for us coming up on The Morning Show with Melissa and James here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Let's get into some new stuff here, Mel.
All right.
Some people think that their next vacation, think about their next vacation when they're burned out at work. Others start thinking about it, their next vacation, while they're sipping Mai Tais on the beach. In a new survey, about 20% of Americans say that they are always thinking about their next vacation while they're on vacation.
Okay.
The average person spent 11 days on vacation last year and is hoping to spend 15 days on vacation this year. That little boost would be a good thing because 86% of people consider vacations to be a form of self-care.
Yeah.
About 80% of people would be interested in a do-nothing vacation where they sit on the beach and, you know, do nothing. They didn't ask about staycations, but the nice thing about going somewhere else is that it's easier to separate yourself from your usual chores and obligations, even if you're not actually going to the office.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you just stay home, you're going to still feel the pressures of the things that you have sitting around to do at home, 'cause we all do. Come on.
Journalistically, I should mention that I have never been on a vacation. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to vacations. and there are a few things that seem more far-fetched to me in my own personal life than being able to take a vacation. But I will say the first thing, as an outsider, if you will, looking at this, the first thing I think of, we're not in the moment enough.
Yeah. If you're thinking about your next vacation on your vacation, then yeah, you're not in the moment.
I get the chance to be on vacation. Now, granted, it's probably going to give me, I'm going to need at least a day or two to like not think
about
it
to sink in.
Yes. Yes. I'm not even kidding. Like I definitely would need that. But once that happened, man, good luck getting a hold of me. Good luck. I am going all in. I've thought about this a lot, especially since the pandemic. And the idea of actually like taking a real vacation. In May, we've got the WBAs coming up, and I'll be going doing that with you guys. And we have a celebration of life for my papa coming up in May that I'll be going to Illinois for. These are not vacations. These are not. I've been told they are not vacations.
Getaways.
They're getaways. Yes, I've been told there's a big difference of that.
Those aren't things you planned, dude.
Right, right. And it comes to like an actual vacation. I'm going all out. I'm going all in. I am definitely doing this. And I encourage everybody to that is planning vacations or has one coming up or anything like that to do the same. Go all in. Be in the moment. Because if you're thinking about, I may not know much about this stuff, but I know one thing. If you're thinking about your next vacation while you're on your current vacation, you're not in the moment. You're not appreciating your vacation.
Probably not.
And there's a lot of people that would like to be on a vacation. There's a lot of people that would like to be able to do that.
You're just very privileged and get to take a lot of vacations. Good for you.
Very good for you. I'm happy for you. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Be in the moment.
That is important.
It's not just a note to this subject or to people out there taking these vacations. We all could do better about that.
Everyday life, yes.
I am so bad at it. I am really, really bad at doing that kind of thing, and I'm trying to get better about it. One of the things that has been a big help for me is animals. My fur brother or my friend's animals or anything like that. I love, you know, stopping, petting an animal like most of us. When I do that, I almost can't help but like be in the moment and remind myself to be in the moment more.
Well, it's fun to do that with kids, too. I mean, I'm not a parent, but when I have a moment to actually have a conversation with a kid, and by kid, I mean, like, we're talking, like, you know, 5 to 8 is such a fun age to just ask them what they think about something or how their day is or just, you know, delve into the thought processes of a kid, because the possibilities are endless at that age.
Yeah, kids are all right. No, yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right, Melissa. Yeah.
You just have to push back.
100% right. It's kids really do make you do that. They really they have you in the moment. You can't help but be in the moment.
You ask them a question about something, they're going to give you an answer that you maybe wouldn't have even have occurred to you.
We got next here. Seeing articles like this can't be a good sign for the economy. Someone did a write-up on the best things in your house to sell for parts. The first one is only in your house if you count the garage. But this is still a topic that is becoming more and more out there. More and more people are covering these things. What I think, though, is important, too, is everybody could use a couple bucks. Like a couple extra bucks or whatever. So I think that's part of it, too. And going back to just glancing at this list, going back to a previous conversation, we have a lot of items that we're looking to get rid of that we don't need anymore. Like number one on this list, computers. rip that old laptop up and sell the parts on eBay. Even stuff from old computers could still be worth a few bucks.
Yeah. And that's a better use of it than just throwing it into a electronic recycling event.
Board games. eBay has a whole section dedicated to buying and selling old game pieces and parts. That it may seem
because you lose pieces and parts.
Yeah,
especially if they're old.
I wish we still had the original Monopoly set that I grew up with, because it didn't. It had the hat. It had the shoe. It also had like a bullet and like a bunch of other like little like a bottle cap.
Random parts.
Yeah, because we ran out of pieces. So we just had our own.
Somebody used the cannon with their soldiers playing in grandma's backyard.
That was definitely me. That was definitely electric guitars. You might only need a screwdriver to take it apart. Things like old pickups and tuning pegs can do get you some decent money. Chances are, if you have a guitar that you're willing to sell, you already know some people that were willing to buy it, though. And you don't even have to strip it apart or anything. But you know, that's
if it's damaged, you know, if the neck's got some warping issues or whatnot, you might be better off selling it for parts.
Yeah, and Lego pieces. specifically spare pieces for old Lego sets. There's a whole website called BrickLink that's dedicated to just looking for old Lego pieces.
Huh, that's cool.
It's interesting. You can find it, like if it is an item, there is somebody that'll buy it. There is something for, you know.
There is a market out there.
Yeah.
And a great use of, you know, keeping these things being in use. If you can't use it, somebody else likely can. And if you can make a few bucks off of it, more power to you.
It says a lot about our economy that this is becoming such a normal conversation. I think that, you know, that's certainly noteworthy. along with the fact of, you know, people that are doing well have garage sales all the time. So there's also that part of it. Where
because we all have excess stuff.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say all. A lot of us.
A lot of us, yeah. Too much stuff. We're going to go ahead and get rid of the rest of the stuff we have for our show here. We've got a couple of topics left. We're going to get all that out in our next break when we come back after hanging out with our partners here on the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Take you to the top of the hour. Hope you're having a good day out there. Got good stuff coming up for you today, everybody. We'll get into that in a little bit of our schedule and some more stuff. We got a bunch of good stories of the day, but we got a That Ain't Right story to touch on first. A 69-year-old man in Australia named David just broke a world record by hitting 120 different bars in a single day. The previous record was 99.
Okay.
He started at a hotel bar in Sydney and spent the next 24 hours walking around to 119 more bars around the city.
Wow.
The rules said that he had to order a drink at each place and consume at least 125 milliliters of each one. That's just over 4 ounces or about a third of a beer. The rules didn't say the drinks had to be alcoholic, though, so we're guessing and hoping he mixed in plenty of water.
Yeah, for his own health.
If he had had a third of a beer at each place, he would have taken down 40 in a single day. It looks like he did order a beer at plenty of them, though, and he finished with a full pint. Guinness showed a picture of that up there. Now, you're asking yourself, James, this seems like this man's 69. He's retired. He's able mind and body. If he wants to do this, that's his, you know, right. But his kidney. His kidneys, people. His kidneys didn't ask for this. And that's where the That Ain't Right part comes in. His kidneys. I'm defending his kidney. Oh, I don't know. I just thought this was a funny story and I wanted to share it.
In defense of his kidneys, James Maloff.
I like the idea of just sitting back. You're retired and you're kind of like, I wonder if I could beat that record. And you're just going and doing it. Like, that's all it was. He didn't put a ton of like planning or thought into it.
Yeah. The impressive part is that he could walk to that many different bars that amount of time.
Very good point. Yes. Yes. Very true. Yeah. Hey, man, at 69, too, that's nothing to sneeze at. That's a pretty good one right there.
And to be awake for 24 hours drinking.
You know, that is also noteworthy. I'm not sure at 47 I could do that. So
I know I couldn't.
It's pretty impressive. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Did want to also touch on this one, too, because this is kind of interesting. The innovation of in doorbell cameras is going quite a ways. And maybe this is in a future That I Write story. So the next innovation in doorbell cameras, devices that are armed to shoot someone. Paintballs.
Oh, okay. You had me worried for a moment.
I'm still a little worried, but not as. There's apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paintcam Eve. Which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra high precision, as in an intruder or somebody trying to toilet paper your house or something like that. It's a small device with a facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching on the app. Or it can be automated, depending on your choice. And get this, it doesn't just shoot paintball pellets. It also can be loaded with cartridges to release tear gas and some other things.
What?
This is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Mm.
Yeah, this is never going to get off the ground. I don't care how popular this Kickstarter is. Let's hope this never gets off the ground.
This is something you maybe plan when you're 13.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And you're like, I'm going to build a house and I'm going to have a pool and I'm going to have this and that. I'm going to have a big giant trampoline in the backyard and I'm equipping it with lasers.
Yeah, yeah. This is something.
And turrets and bait, you know, like. No!
This is a good idea if you're writing a Saturday Night Live sketch. Like, that's the only place this is a good idea for is sketch comedy. Like, that's
or you're. Or you're remaking Home Alone.
Yes. Hey, actually, that's a pretty good idea. It might end the movie a lot quicker, though. They don't even get in the house. Mm-hmm. They don't even get in. They don't. Yeah. Otherwise, what the what? That ain't right, man. That ain't
no,
right.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Absolutely, somebody will.
And somebody that isn't trying to do anything bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That only ends badly.
Facial recognition is not... It doesn't work right.
No. Facial recognition, this is something we never talk about. But facial recognition for if you, what it does for Seth is one thing. What it does for somebody like me and people that have darker complexions than me, whole different ball game. You talk about two Americas. There are two very different Americas when it comes to some of these things. That is a big one. Most of the people creating this tech, most of the people creating these kind of devices tend to be look like Seth and not like me. And that's something that has been a big issue with this stuff, especially on a lot of layers. Like, we don't have the time to get into this one, but there's a lot that needs to be done on the facial recognition front that isn't being done and that needs to be done in order to go forward with that.
If they want to use it for anything,
yeah,
it needs a lot more work.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, need a palate cleanser. Let's go ahead and get into our schedule. We got a good one lined up for you today. We kick off Midday Magazine for the week with our good friend Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that. And in part two, always a deep, good, wonderful conversation with our friends at the Family Center. We have Amy Shy joining us. We're going to be talking about volunteerism and how ways that the whole community can be a part of the things at the Family Center. You could be a part of the, you'd be on the right side of history. You can help in some of the most impactful work you could do in our community. We'll be talking with Amy about that a little bit later at 3:30 today.
Wonderful.
And we've got Bucks basketball. It's playoffs. Playoffs. I got my Bucks shirt on. I'm supporting the Bucks. The Bucks are in action tonight, game two against the Indiana Pacers. No Giannis, but you do got Dame time. You do got Dame, one of the most exciting players in the NBA, playing right in here for you in Milwaukee. It's going to be a good game. We'll have that. We'll have all of the Bucks playoff games for you as far as they go in the tournament. We will have them right here. As far as with scheduling goes, we've got another Bucks game lined up for you on Friday, and if necessary, on Sunday.
Hey.
Also wanted to keep in mind some other great local events. Like tomorrow is Heroes Cafe.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out, Heroes Cafe. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But Heroes Cafe kicks off over at Crossview Church at 7:30. All firefighters, EMTs, veterans, police officers are welcome, free of charge. Mm-hmm. Enjoy a positive, good...
Head on down. Get a good breakfast, some camaraderie, fellowship.
And shout out to all of our friends over there involved with that. Again, Heroes Cafe, open tomorrow at 7:30 over at Crossview Church.
Nice.
Our friends at the United Way are looking for teams for the United We Can event. It's a wonderful event where you can help out raising food and awareness for families in our area that are in need.
Plus, have fun building a sculpture.
It's so much fun. If I wasn't a judge on this thing, I'd be trying to get us a team. I really would. But I'm going to be judging, and I'll be down there and having one of the toughest jobs that I have every year is trying to pick these sculptures. Everybody does such an amazing job.
You're probably why there was a tie last year.
Yeah, probably. Get your team ready and to go and reach out to our friend Ben to get be a part of things and to register. 715-421-0390 is the number you can call Ben at, or reach out to him at ben@uwswac.org. That's ben@uwswac.org. Find out more by following along with the United Way at uwswac.org. Looking at some world good stories. If you haven't seen this footage, it's nuts. A 71-year-old guy crashed his SUV on I-95 in Minnesota last Thursday. His driver's side doors were pinned shut by a guardrail, and his car caught fire, but random people rushed in and saved him. They couldn't pry the doors open, but someone managed to smash out the windows. They got him out in time. And they
really
reacted this quick. Like, just regular people doing heroic things. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
It's a chilling video to watch.
We can never normalize this stuff.
No.
Like, that is so cool. Well, shout out to all those people.
People just ran to his aid. I didn't know how old he was. I've seen the video, and it almost brought me to tears this morning when I was watching it.
Yeah, me too.
It's incredible.
A 35-year-old guy in England proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a fridge strapped to his back. Dang.
Couldn't carry the ring, honey. This fridge is heavy, but will you marry me?
You put the ring in the freezer. Do you put it in the refrigerator or the freezer? I don't know. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished it under 6 hours. So,
oh, my goodness.
Now, you might remember Dan from when cops stopped him during a training run a few months back because they thought he was a burglar and he was stealing this refrigerator.
Stealing a fridge. Because that's how you do it. When you're going to steal a fridge, don't bring a vehicle. Just carry it on your back.
They'll never see it coming. this guy's had an eventful year. That's pretty cool. Wow. Congratulations to him and his fiance. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Another runner did break a world record. A 19-year-old Lloyd Martin also ran in the race and became the youngest person with Down syndrome to complete a marathon.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
That's beautiful. That is awesome. Congratulations, Lloyd. Nicely done.
Yeah. And go after your dreams.
These stories taking place in England. Speaking of England, a couple named Jack Richardson and Brownie Tracy first met as babies in the hospital 30 years ago, and they were both born premature. Now they are married and recently had a baby of their own. Their daughter, Sienna, just turned one.
Oh, was she born premature?
No. It's a good question, though. It's a good question.
I mean, hopefully not. Yeah. Obviously, it's much better to carry your baby to full term. It would just be coincidental.
Yeah. It's a good story. And we encourage you to be the good story and share the good stories of the day. Join us tomorrow on the show. Melissa, Seth, and I will be hanging out. We'll have Quality Plus Printing joining us with their Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We'll have plenty of other fun topics we'll get into. A lot of good stuff. We're looking forward to doing tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Melissa, have a great day.
You too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.